I don't wanna make it tough, but I've had enough. But it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, 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 bye. Morning, sweetheart. Dance with me. Party pooper. Did you sleep okay? No? Is it because you have to go back to college? Don't you worry, Bright Eyes. I'll be right there with you. Of course I can be. As far as everyone there is concerned, I've been a student for years. Your standard delinquent with a heart of gold, secretly in love with the hottest person on the planet. And lo, did I confess my feelings despite my terrible tsundere nature. Boo-hoo-hoo. It's a tale as old as time, babe. Don't worry, all right? I'll be right there to make sure none of those classmates of yours bother you. Although, I would be lying if I said I'm not hoping one of them is dumb enough to try something stupid.
It's been a while since I could cause a depraved soul ungodly suffering. But these aren't souls I torture to death, oh no. Every night when they go to innocently slumber to recover from a long day, I would assault them with their worst nightmares and ensure the torment showed on their bodies for all to see. Scars so hard set and painful that they will only begin to regret their choices of ever harming someone so darling to me.
Oh, it's nothing. But please, remember, this is your potential revenge, Bright Eyes. I'm just along for the ride. I'll do my best to respect your boundaries, just like I promised. Now eat your omelet. This one doesn't have any sriracha. This time. Yeah, I know. Drowning eggs in hot sauce is a crime. Oh, maybe I can drown those vermin in hot sauce. Easy, easy now. You're fine, Bright Eyes. Here, wanna hold my hand? No? Oh, sweaty palms. All right, come on. One foot after another. Well, this is certainly annoying. I hadn't anticipated the student body caring so much about someone coming back from a long break. But from what I can make out from the whispers, it appears your so-called friends made a splash about you during your absence. Although, from their shock and awe, it would seem the rumors of your demise were greatly exaggerated. Don't worry. Like with everything else that's new, these fools will get bored of you and you'll fade into the background. Not that I would mind. I hate how these bitches are staring at you.
Did one of them just ask if he's been working out? You fucking...
Holy shit! Baby? Is that you?
Huh. And here comes the fucking ex. Fantastic.
You're back! Jesus Christ, I heard what happened. Fuck.
I think you and I both know you didn't just hear what happened. Didn't see you at the hospital, Chicky. I guess you hearing what happened didn't motivate you to be less of a piece of shit now, did it?
Nah, babe, I'm behaving. Just observing and making logical conclusions about the sack of meat in front of me. What? Who the fuck are you? Look, honey, just back the fuck off, okay? I'm trying to talk to him.
I ain't stopping you, Chicky. Like I told my boyfriend, I'm just observing.
You're... what?
Oh, you look like steam is going to come out of your ears, sweetie. Does it hurt you to hear that? Well, let me say it again. My boyfriend.
Fuck you, bitch! Look, I'm sorry I exploded at you like that. I never meant to cause this, and I sure as shit didn't ask my friends, my ex-friends, to pull the shit that they did. I really liked the gift. I just...
Boo fucking who? You think that makes up for the years of bullying you did to him, fuck toy?
You're starting to piss me off, biker bitch. You think you're a real badass, huh?
I don't think, fuck toy. I know. And you know, it's pretty painful to see you puffing up like you're going to take a swing at me. Although, I should warn you, I find hair pulling and scratching to be kinks. So I suggest you think twice.
Don't think dressing like a goth scares me. I could floor your ass without breaking a sweat.
Do it. Fucking do it, bitch. I beg you.
Huh? Right. Sorry. I've promised Hot Lips here that I wouldn't put you in the fucking ground. That doesn't mean I can't and won't knock you on your ass.
What did I just see? Nothing. That was nothing.
Oh, baby, don't be like that. I'm not making a scene. I'm trying to de-escalate. But, I feel like someone almost wants to see two idiots fighting over him. Come on, babe. Tempt me. Tempt me real hard. And I'll give her all the pain and suffering she inflicted on you. With interest.
Seriously? This is the chick you decided to date? This smarmy bitch? Fuck, I thought you were smarter than that. And way less desperate.
You get one chance, fuck toy. Apologize now. No, babe. This isn't just how she talks to you. This is her trying to fucking gaslight and manipulate you into thinking that you're missing out by not dating her. Well, let me tell you a secret, fucktoy.
I know you, you shitty little bitch.
Wait, what's going on with her? Is no one else seeing this?
There are a million used mattresses just like you. Emotionally constipated shits that don't know how to handle emotions, but are so ready to be laid on and used. So you look for kind, timid people to pick on because you think they'll be more emotionally vulnerable to you. You can break them so that they think what you're doing is love. Well, it ain't love, slut. And this beautiful angel isn't going to endure your shit because you need someone to fix you.
You stupid.
Oh, you're so angry, poor baby. No. You see, he's mine. All mine. And it kills you, doesn't it? I got to taste these sweet lips before you did. I got to feel his body against mine as we cuddled. And I got to hear his sweet moans as we...
That's for Patreon.
You thought about fucking him, didn't you? I can see it in your eyes. You're just so twisted up inside. That hole between your legs is like a fucking siren, singing out for anyone to come and fill it.
Whatever. I threw your shitty gift in the trash anyway. Waste of my fucking time. If you didn't come back at all, I wouldn't even be a little bit sorry. Fucking loser. In fact, I would have thrown a party had you died.
You don't seem to be laughing now, bitch. Now, apologize.
Fuck you.
Nah, slut. I'm too busy fucking your ex. Oh, dear. She passed out. So much shit talk, with nothing to really back it up. Maybe keep that mouth shut until you're on your knees for your next lay. Oh, I love you too, babe. Now, shall we be off to class? Oh, never mind that. With a flick of my wrist, everybody will think she just ran into the wall a bunch of times to get attention. Yes, she ran into the wall 10 times.